war, and the economy have given us plenty of reasons to not feel in a particularly celebratory mood. So I'm glad that my next guests created an occasion to celebrate with a special bottle of wine. They call it Open That Bottle Night, and its 10th anniversary is this Saturday. Dorothy Gator and John Brecher are the husband and wife team who write the Wall Street Journal wine column called Tastings. Dorothy Gator, John Brecher, welcome back to Fresh Air. Why don't you explain what Open That Bottle Night is?
When we started our column more than a decade ago, we found that the question that people asked us over and over again was the same question. I have this one special bottle of wine. It came from my grandmother. It came from a trip to Greece. It came from my wedding. I've been keeping it for a special occasion forever. And of course, no occasion is ever special enough. When should I open it? We got that letter literally every day, and we always wrote back the same thing. Open it Saturday night. Saturday night is the perfect moment for it. Celebrate the bottle, celebrate the memories, forget about the liquid, celebrate what's really important about the bottle. We realized that that was so difficult for most people to do that at some point we finally said, tell you what, let's have Open That Bottle Night where all of us worldwide will open up that bottle that's just too special to open. And the response to that was unbelievable. We figured a few people would join us because, after all, when you think about it, everybody does have that bottle. Whether you've got one bottle in the house or 1,000 bottles in the house, there's that one bottle that has such special memories that you can never stand to open it. That first year, it was unbelievable. First, we got 2 or 3 letters, and I said to Dottie, oh, how sweet, we got 2 or 3 letters. This was back in the old days where people actually had to write letters and put stamps on them. And then, before you know it, they started coming in droves. You know that scene in Miracle on 34th Street where they walk in with the bags full of mail? It was like that. People literally all over the world telling us stories. We were laughing. We were crying. And so we decided we'd make it an annual event, and now we're coming up on the 10th one.
Well, I think this is a great time to have a good excuse for pleasure. For some of us, it's been a very long winter, and for most Americans, money is so tight. I mean, it's a hard time. And this doesn't have to be a fancy, schmancy, prestigious bottle of wine in order to do Open That Bottle Night.
It just needs to be something that has some significance for you.
Exactly right. And it's not about the liquid. It's about the memories.
Now, I have a confession here. We had one of our famous 6.5-minute Fresh Air office birthday parties recently, and we had a should I say vintage or should I just say very old, a bottle of cheap sparkling wine, and the cork hardly popped. The sparkling wine had no sparkle, and the sparkling wine probably would have been better on a salad than in a wine glass. So is this the risk you run into when you save wine for too long, even when it's good wine and not the cheap stuff that we were drinking?
It is. Wines are meant to be opened and enjoyed. And, you know, when you hold on to them for too long, sometimes they're not so good. We do hear from people every year who open something and it's dead. It's been dead for a while. So we urge people, if they have a bottle that they think might be fragile or in that condition, to have a backup bottle.
But last time we were on your show, actually, we heard from a lot of people who we'd never heard from before. And one of the questions came from a very nice woman in Colorado who wrote to say that she had a 12-year-old bottle of Martini and Rossi Asti Spumante. And she asked, is it safe to consume? Now, if you have to ask if a bottle is safe to consume, you've kept it too long.
If you are drinking a very old bottle of special wine, are you going to run into problems with the cork? Do you have to be really careful about how to uncork it?
You know, we think that those old fragile corks should be opened with the opener that has 2 prongs. And we recommend that people practice a few days before Open That Bottle Night to get the hang of it.
But practice on what?
On a regular new bottle.
Oh, I
something,
see. Okay.
Something more recent.
And then you'll have to drink it after you practice on it,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Darn. But if the cork does fall apart, you want to have a coffee filter around so that then you can pour the wine with the cork fragments into that so that you can separate that and drink the good stuff.
Why do you think it's so hard for so many people to actually open and drink the bottle of wine that they've been putting aside for that special occasion?
Well, we have a bottle that falls into that category, and We bought it at a winery in California. It's a Cinso. It's a Rhone varietal that was made by Bill Frick and his wife, Judith. And we spent a few hours with them, and they were lovely people, and she was an artist, and her work was all over the winery's walls. And a few years later, Bill called us and said that Judith had died. And we went back a few years later to see him, and he was visiting his kids. But we held on to that bottle, and it's just sort of hard for us to part with it.
Right. I mean, you get a bottle like that, and the problem is that after you save it the first few months because it's so special, then it's kind of like you keep looking at it and saying, well, maybe tonight's the night to open it. Not special enough. Not special enough. And literally, with each passing day, each passing month, and each passing year, the occasion always has to be too special. And as a result, you never open it up.
So when did you drink that bottle?
We haven't yet.
It may be our bottle for open that bottle night this very year.
It's a candidate for this year.
Right.
And, you know, we've had it a long time. We heard from a mother who bought a case of Italian wine when her son was born, and she planned to serve it at his wedding. And she wrote to us that he's now in his 30s, and he's not even dating. So she's going to drink those wines herself.
What are some of your other favorite stories about Open That Bottle Night?
Well, personally, one of my all-time favorites actually happened our very first year, and it really sums up so much of what Open That Bottle Night is about. It came from a guy named Mario Ruiz from South Florida. For Open That Bottle Night, he and his wife decided that they would have a special pizza. It's the pizza that they fell in love with their prize bottle of 1986 Chateau Latour, which is a great wine. It's not the sort of thing you'd normally have with pizza, but they went on an hour and 15 round trip to their special pizza place, brought the pizza back, and opened up their 1986 Latour. And Mr. Ruiz wrote to us, the pizza was great. The Chateau Latour was good, not great, but it got better toward the end of our meal and much better as we entered the jacuzzi with Mr. Barry White in the background.
Very nice.
it's stuff like that. It's like some like that make us laugh and some make us cry.
We also heard from John Watson that first year, and he said, if only you'd invented Open That Bottle Night a year earlier, my bride of 50 years would have been here in person instead of just in spirit to enjoy this gift of the grape. And then we heard a few years later from John Watson that he'd met Mary, an American, while they were both on holiday in France. And we thought, that sounds interesting. And then a few years later, we heard that John was visiting Mary on the West Coast, and they celebrated Open That Bottle Night looking at the Pacific. And then a couple years ago, we got a letter and a picture from John's kids, including a picture from John and Mary's wedding. So we've gone through the whole life cycle with this gentleman and Mary. And it all has to do with wine. It's just sweet.
Those are really very nice sweet stories. I just want to acknowledge, as we're talking about the beautiful powers of a good bottle of wine, that a lot of our listeners probably don't drink for various reasons. And so for those of you, I hope you have something that you really enjoy that you can savor and savor with friends or family on Open That Bottle Night if you so choose.
Well, it doesn't have to be wine. Wine isn't the point. You know, it's nice if it's wine, but it doesn't have to be. It's just getting people together. You can have fruit punch, you know, and just share your life with someone.
Dorothy Gator, John Brecher, happy Open That Bottle Night, and thanks for coming back to Fresh Air. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.
John Brecher and Dorothy Gator write the Wall Street Journal's wine column, Tastings. The 10th anniversary of Open That Bottle Night is this Saturday. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.